Welcome to the CA, a podcast about news, current events, and commentary on all things atheism from a Canadian perspective. This podcast carries the explicit tag and wears it like a motherfucking badge of honor. So if you get offended, switch off. The CA is brought to you on the second and third Thursdays of each month. So for more, please visit our Facebook page at facebook.com/theCA, or you can email us at theca@rogers.com. And if we're amused or tweaked by your email, we'll use it on the show. And now, here's Michael and Dean.
So we're going to do a little bit of a an intro test here, something that I'm very excited about that. And we are now in the process of just waiting for them to actually become available for download, which will be a very cool thing. So this is, I said again, just a little bit of a test. We're going to add a little bit of music in the intro. We're going to also add the intro and the outro and see how that sounds, because I do want this to be polished. I want it to be more polished. I want it to be something to be more proud of. That sounds harsh. Not that I'm not proud of what I've done so far. I think I've done pretty decently for someone with absolutely zero fucking experience, expertise, or really know-how in this whole endeavor. But I want to be more proud-er-ish, if that makes sense. So, right. Again, the first two episodes are already up and just waiting for approval. That was a process, man. Getting everything set, dealing with the issues around WordPress, and then dealing with the issues. Actually, WordPress was the single biggest issue that I had. The iTunes submission process was really not that big a deal once the WordPress issues were resolved. Essentially, when you set up the site, and I set up through WordPress. If I had to do over again, would I go somewhere else? I'm not sure. Their customer service, although not particularly responsive, they did help me get it done, and they didn't stop. That sounds like a low bar, but I don't think I was exactly easy to deal with, and I don't think that I was the most friendly at times. So I think that that does say something for their ability to make a person happy at the end of the day. So yeah, once that was done, so essentially back to WordPress, basically just using it as a hosting agent. So posting it there, and then what happened was is that the RSS feed wouldn't validate with iTunes. And so I'm talking to WordPress, and they say, well, it works. And I'm like, well, no, I'm sorry, it doesn't work. Well, we've just tested it, and it works. And at one point, it was everything but the, you know, suck a big fucking dick, you assholes, the motherfucking thing doesn't fucking work. Just short of that, it was, you know, I said, essentially, listen, I understand that you see a working thing on your end, and that's really nice. I don't see a working thing on my end, and because I don't see a working thing on my end, iTunes is telling me the thing isn't working. So we need to find a resolution to this. So that did happen. Finally, the RSS feed issue, whatever it happened to be, I don't know what it was, on the technical side, but it got worked out, and that's a good thing. So now that's done. And then the submission process with iTunes was really simple. You know, you clip on a little thing of artwork, you add a description, you do this and that, which has to be polished up as well. It's not real slick. But that's, again, going to be part of the growing that we go through. So once that was done, then just the upload, here you go. And then you get it was about a day later. Well, almost right away, I got an email saying, hey, this takes a while. So new content average wait right now, essentially, I'm paraphrasing here, is 3 weeks to get the submission done. Well, that takes as long as it takes for the submission to get done. But then the approval process, getting that done, and then the actual uploading. So I'm expecting a longer wait, which meant that my frustration came through and I just said, fuck this shit, and threw up the direct links on the CA's Facebook page and on my own Facebook page. And apparently even when the first time that happened, it didn't happen very seamlessly. So then I had to post other direct links because I think some people were having issues with their browser or something like that. Enter to yesterday. What the hell is today? Today's March 8th. So enter to March 7th. In one day, what was going to take 3 weeks is done. I get the first email saying, we've now officially received your RSS feed link that has been validated. We have now officially received your podcast episodes, and we will review them. Average wait time is 3 weeks. And then later on that day, actually, when we were having dinner last night, celebrating my father-in-law's 77th birthday, I get an email saying, you've been approved. You know, it's like, ooh, my first credit card. But actually, almost more exciting, which is either a really good thing or sad. I'm not sure which. So now the news is they will be available for download from the iTunes store within 48 hours. So less than 36 hours from now. That new math is a killer. And right. So with that in mind, I knew that I had to do more, and I knew that I had to do better. So that's what this, so far, 7 minutes and 5 seconds is about. Not this specifically, this thing here, a little bit of a rant, but more of the polishing process. So more of the getting the intro right, because I know in episode 2, I botched it. Getting the intro music. So I use GarageBand, which is cool, came with my Mac. And as a piece of software, it's good. I am not a professional, as is not only evident by the so far what you're hearing is the quality of this broadcast, but it's just not what I do. So GarageBand, like most Apple products, is pretty fucking simple to use. And I can appreciate that, not being a Mr. Uber Pro dude. So there's a lot of things that you can do within it. I'm not running a commercial for iTunes or for GarageBand. But again, now at 8 minutes and 15 seconds, just trying to do some filler space here. So there's lots of free, basically when you open up GarageBand, or the first time I started to use GarageBand, which was just back in January when I started first futzing around with this whole thing, there's an option to download all of the things, and it gives you a big library. It's like 20 gigabytes of sound bits, everything from a few seconds long to a minute or so long. And so yeah, you try to filter through quite literally thousands of pieces of music, trying to find something that I kind of identify with. I mean, I couldn't find like the Pac-Man theme or something like that, which would have been funny, but probably would have gotten old quickly. Anyway, almost too many choices. And so I've been trying to do that. And then learning the editing thing. So yay, YouTube, for tutorial videos, and also to the Apple support site, which has also been really, really good. So now that I've learned partially how to do that, and I've been futzing around with it a little bit, I hope to get those things added. My hope is that episode 3 will sound better, will sound more like something I can be more excited about. And again, makes it sound like I'm not indulging in self-deprecation here. I'm just, I had an idea of what it was going to be. And when I had the idea of what it was going to be, I had an idea of what that was going to sound like. And when I had an idea of what it was going to sound like, and then I started doing it, it didn't work. It didn't translate out. So at first, I had like crazy amounts of reverb and echo. So, right, so in this bedroom, converted bedroom into a studio that I'm in now, I had to get some soundproofing. So did lots of research into soundproofing. Well, what do you use? Well, you can use different things. You can do different ways and all that other stuff. And so put up a couple different types of soundproofing materials. One kind of directional, the bass traps in the corners, and then other stuff with a higher density. Because from what I learned, it's good to have different levels of density in the sound absorption materials that you use. So getting that together. And then just kind of working through the rest of the bug. Sorry, I lost my train of thought. Almost there for a second. It pulled right out of the station. So once that was done, so I knew what I wanted to do. I had an idea. I knew what it wanted to sound like and everything was like that, and then it didn't. So then going through the whole process of just trying to make it or turn it into what I saw in my brain, I think that's something that everybody would be able to relate to. You have this vision, and then you do the thing, and then the thing isn't what you wanted the thing to be. So then you get pissed off, and you start trying to do a better thing. So I just want to do a better thing. That's all, really. So here's to doing a better thing. I would ask, please, for your continued patience. I'm excited at the prospect of putting something out there that people will be able to get and listen to, send me feedback on, which is a good thing. You can go to the Facebook page, just search the CA on Facebook, or you can send me email at theca@rogers.com. There is an option within the package that I purchased from WordPress for a domain. So I have my one piece of it already secured. My email address may actually change. It may actually change to, you know, like Michael at the CA or something like that. But I'm not sure yet. So, but anyway, the process of putting this thing out there and getting it out for people to hear, people to listen to, hopefully have an impact, hopefully have a positive impact, which I think I'll have varying degrees of success on. I don't expect everybody to like it. I hope everybody doesn't hate it. But yeah, so 14 minutes almost now of just kind of going through this. I am most likely going to post this as the CA Blumber rant or something like that. I don't know. I'll call it something stupid and get this up there, hopefully with like a super slick intro music and a super slick intro and then my silliness and then a super slick outro with super slick outro music. And yeah. And then you'll say to yourself, well, if you can only get every other fucking episode sound this good, at least from a quality perspective, then you'll have something. So for now, I think this has gone on long enough. 14, well, I said 14 minutes before wasn't it? It was about 13 and a half minutes. Now it's about 14:20. And I'm going to sign off on this rant. I will ask you again to please be patient as I grow and as I get more experience. Dean will be back for our next actual episode. He's working right now and I'm not. So Dean will be back for the next episode and for hopefully every episode that we put out. barring any kind of restrictions. And so please be patient as we make this a little more slick, hopefully a lot more professional, and something that you look forward to twice a month. So, one other thing that I will ask is my desire is, and this is lofty, but my desire is to get into the new and noteworthy section on iTunes for the podcast. I don't know how many downloads or reviews or likes or whatever that takes. But if you get a second, if you could just go to, once you see it active, so if you check in a day or so, hopefully, once this is active, if you can have a listen. I don't want fake shit, though. So if you think this is total fucking bung, tell me that. And it'll give me something to work towards. But if I could get a review for people that have the time or the inclination, if I can get a thumbs up, that's YouTube. If a positive review, reviews on iTunes, stars, right. So give me one star if you think this is total fucking dreck. And give me five if you think I'm the greatest thing since sliced bread. 2 to 4 stars or somewhere in between that. And that would be great. I would love to get on the new and noteworthy. I'm not necessarily expecting that, but I think it would be, a neat thing to be kind of, to have, the CA front and center, and not just because it's me. But there aren't a lot of us, and by us, I mean, Dean and I as Canadian atheist podcasters, putting stuff out there. So if we could get out there and be on the front page so that people going to look will see it, I think that could be helpful. Helpful in a real world way and not just for my tremendous ego. So again, if you can visit the Facebook page, just search the CA on Facebook. You can email ideas, thoughts, concerns, criticisms, or otherwise. There goes my dog to the CA at rogers.com. I don't know if you're even hearing my dog, but I'm telling you my dog's barking now. So, and the quality of the microphone is pretty decent, so it's probably picking it up. But yeah, so we're going to end now at 17:34, edit the fuck out of this, and then see what kind of trouble we can get into with the intro, outro, with the music and other kinds of stuff. And we, being Dean and I, we'll see you back here soon. Bye-bye.